A character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
I just wanna listen.
As my world turns, the heart beats. Not only in my chest, but the heart in the street. So when they feel this, they feel me. But I can't feel nothing outside these Dre beats. I am from the city of evil, came from the bottom. Standing on top, I was supposed to be my coffin. What's up? Inception shows me as a dead man walking. But reflection shows this kid still got it. Let it be known I got the throne like I don't know that they're the king. Never grew up around a family cause I'm not a human being. And anyone on my level that's coming in my spot for the top, let them have it cause when I leave the whole.
Alright gang, WrestleMania preview number 4 from Stunt Granny. This time Kevin and I are going to talk about the Big Show and Cody Rhodes. And we talked a lot about matches being thrown together.
this one is not qualified. That.
Well, I don't know. Cody just started kind of bagging on him for no reason, really.
But he's been bagging on him for a while. Because I think we had talked about in the Orton Kane that, there wasn't really any story. And the other thing that it makes me feel like it wasn't thrown together is that despite the fact that it might be missing one of the participants that should have been in there, Wade Barrett.
Yes.
it seems like they had this planned.
You know what? And I wish we would have thought of this during the Randy Orton Kane audio. Totally forgot about Wade Barrett. That's probably who Randy Orton was supposed to take on, and Kane was supposed to take on Zack Ryder. And with Wade Barrett going down, it makes sense now why that happened. Son of a bitch.
That could have, you never know what went on internally, but yeah. That could have been it, because although that would have been just as played out is anything else that Randy Orton's done, because yeah. I've seen him wrestle Wade Barrett way too many times.
True. All right, but anyways, Cody Rhodes and Big Show. He has been dogging him for a while, and then he started doing the Big Show's great WrestleMania failures or whatever. Again, this is one of those selective things, but this is on purpose. Cody Rhodes showing Big Show getting beaten by Floyd Mayweather Jr., but leaving out the fact that he used brass knuckles, or was it just a...
They showed him using the brass knuckles this past week.
Oh, did they finally? I must have missed that part. All right. But he still acted like it wasn't anything.
He still acted like it was a clean victory by a guy mm-hmm. who weighs, 300 pounds or whatever, less than
400,
Big Show.
And then they showed the Akebono one, which I had totally forgotten about. That was quite the surprise.
Yeah, that's one where I'm like, oh my lord, has the Big Show really been in the WWE for that long? And then I think, oh, yeah, that's right. He did toss Steve Austin out of the cage way back in the day when he first showed up. It was Austin, wasn't it? He threw him up against the cage, and the cage door opened, and he ended up dropping down for the win.
No, he busted out the side of the cage, throwing him into it. That was it.
Huh?
He threw Austin into the cage, and the cage actually, not the door, but the entire side of the cage kind of opened up.
Okay, what I meant.
Okay. Yeah, but then it's funny because even that WrestleMania, they had him versus Mankind for the special referee of a match, and he lost that. So his WrestleMania debut, he lost. it was one of the weirder debuts, because I remember we watched that together, didn't we? And we were like, how could they have him lose already? Even if it was by disqualification.
Oh.
Very.
You asked me to remember something that happened more than 24 hours ago.
Okay. But then, Big Show's next WrestleMania was that the four-way Snickers presented by WrestleMania that weekend. let's see. What else? I'm just trying to go through Big Show's, you know. Oh, he had a WWE hardcore, or WWF at the time, hardcore championship match that he lost to Kane. Holy shit. Let's see, gonna keep going here. Big Show and A-Train lost to the Undertaker in a handicap match.
Oh my gosh. Like, Undertaker
yes.
Handicap?
Yeah, because I think it was supposed to be Big Show and, no, I'm sorry, not Big Show, Undertaker and, Heidenreich? Was it? Or somebody. God damn it, I can't remember who it was supposed to be. Anyways. Yeah. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. I can't find WrestleMania 20, but he did something there. WrestleMania 21, that was Aki Bono.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Let's see. Elimination Chamber. Blah, blah.
Come
World
on.
WrestleMania Tournament. It's just not been a very good plan for Big Show to ever be at WrestleMania. It's never worked out. I can't believe how many times he's lost in some sort of fashion, whether it be, you know, humiliating or just outright losing. But I remember the tag team handicap match, because Undertaker was supposed to be... Oh, Nathan Jones, I believe, was supposed to be Undertaker's partner, if I remember right. And I think he was filming Troy, and he got booted from WWF at the time. I think that's what it was. But the dude's never won. Looking through this stuff, I don't see too many wins by him on here. I think he lost to John Cena twice. You know, one was for the WWE Championship, one was the United States Championship, I believe. Yeah, so, you know, Cody Rhodes has got some surefire stuff here, which is very strange.
I guess he'd been harping on just a couple of them, but now that you list even more of them, it's like, oh my lord, why aren't they using more of these? You know, I was like, oh, yeah, for sure Cody's just leaving out his wins. But, you know, and I hadn't even bothered to go and check to see what had gone on with him. So that's just wild. That he hasn't won, as far as you can tell, at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of stopped looking.
That's still pretty amazing for a guy of his stature, I guess. You know, you'd think he'd get a win in there sometime or another.
Nope. Oh, you know what? I take it back. He won at WrestleMania 26 when he teamed with The Miz and defeated John Morrison and R-Truth. There you go.
Oh, good for him. He won at one WrestleMania.
Yeah, with The Miz as a tag team partner. I forgot about that. So, yeah. There's a lot of fodder there. And, you know, this match suffers kind of how Daniel Bryan's matches used to suffer. Cody Rhodes wasn't treated seriously at all. I mean, they keep mentioning the fact that he's the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion in years.
It'd help if the Intercontinental title had meant anything within the last, like, 5 to 10 years.
Yeah. And it's really gotten derailed. I mean, he was kind of onto something for a while, defending the title and winning. But he wasn't winning cleanly, of course. So it just seems to be that Cody's out there talking all this shit, but he's not really winning matches impressively. There's no reason to take him seriously. Well, then all of a sudden, was it on Raw or was it SmackDown? He beat the bejesus out of the Great Khali.
Yeah, and even that was just, like, it seemed so, what do I want to say? Like, predetermined.
Forced. And it seemed forced to me, too.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, he's taking on the Big Show, we need another big guy. Who's he gonna take out? Oh, let's have him take out the Great Khali.
Yeah, you know, the guy that's used to be totally unstoppable and whatnot.
Yeah, now he's losing to a guy that is barely in better shape than me.
Yeah, half his weight. You know, I like the fact that he beat him. I like that it was kind of impressive, but really it kind of ruins the Great Khali right now because he got beat by really a little skinny dude in comparison to the guys that had trouble with him.
Right.
And so if Cody would have been on some sort of streak coming into it, that would have been one thing. I mean, he had those decent series of matches with Randy Orton, but that was how long ago. It's quickly forgotten because that's what Randy Orton wanted to make sure it was done. And, you know, made sure that whole scheme was ignored, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, they could have even had him move up and just beat... Sorry about that.
Wow.
You know, beat somebody a little bit higher up in the weight class without moving up to the Great Khali level right away.
Right.
Like, yeah, if they would have had him beat, I don't know.
Mason Ryan.
Why not? Have him beat Mason Ryan. Have everyone beating Ezekiel Jackson. Have him beat Ezekiel Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And then move him up to the Great Khali. That was the other thing that just really didn't help. They went from, like, him barely winning against, like, John Morrison. And I'm not even sure if he wrestled him, but I don't care.
Yeah, because who cares about him?
Whoever he beat for the title, and I don't know who it is probably a waste of space, too. Did he beat Daniel Bryan for it, actually?
No, he beat Ezekiel Jackson for it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he's a waste of space. Yeah, back to that. He's already beaten him once or twice. That's how unimportant it was that he won that title, is that I didn't even remember who he beat for it.
Yeah.
Granted, it was more than 24 hours ago, but come on.
Well, but it also him beating Ezekiel Jackson, regardless of his stature, is still a bigger guy.
Oh yeah.
So you could work up and be like, you could even have Cody getting cocky about it and go, "All right, I've beaten all these big dudes. Send out the next big one. I don't care who it is." And have Khali come out and have Orton. I'm sorry. Have Cody Rhodes just stand there and go, "No big deal." Go out, beat Khali the way he did, then you've got some interest now for WrestleMania with the Big Show. Because right now, maybe I feel differently than you, but this match doesn't matter for anything. I know it's for the Intercontinental title, but who cares?
Yeah, no, it matters less than the Randy Orton-Kane match, which is saying something.
Yeah, there's no drama right now for it. There's no suspense. I think Big Show obviously is going to win this, unless they, because it seems right that he would overcome the curse. You know, the guy who it keeps pointing out that he never wins beats the guy, the guy that constantly says you never win, he beats him to break that spell or break that streak. You know, one of those sort of things.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, if the Intercontinental title weren't involved in that, I would, you know, be leaning towards Big Show in the prediction department. But because the Intercontinental title is there, to me, winning the Intercontinental title is more of an insult to Big Show than losing that match again,
right?
WrestleMania again.
Yeah, but you also just said the Intercontinental title doesn't mean anything.
No,
so, you know, so I don't think that should be, you know, a way to predetermine who's going to win and who's not, because it doesn't really matter. And no matter what people want to say, how you want to try and defend it. Nothing's been done with it. So, Big Show winning, you know, I don't know if he's ever won it before. I'm not about to go back and look it up. So you could add that to another trophy you could add. You know, he's won the United States Hardcore, Heavyweight, WWE, Tag Team titles, all this stuff. You know, maybe they could say, you know what, he's never won the Intercontinental title. And add some suspense to it. Something like that. you know, just try to add something.
Right.
So, but I guess this is where prediction time comes in. I know we kind of just did that, but I guess it's my turn to go first. For some reason, I think they're going to pull the goat on this one. Cody Rhodes is going to win, and he's got something to brag over Big Show for a while. It's not the end of a feud, but he's got something to brag on Big Show with, so I'm going to go with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, as I kind of just did my reasoning there. To me, just because the Intercontinental title's involved, I just don't see Big Show winning, so I'm going to go with Cody Rhodes because they do seem to be behind him, the WWE as a general whole, because they wouldn't give him this much time, and he is really, really good on the mic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, to go back to the he's my size, just not impressive.
Right.
In comparison to the other WWE guys. I mean, even Daniel Bryan, who's the same size, at least looks intimidating in some way. Cody Rhodes just doesn't.
No. Not yet.
And his in-ring style doesn't help him out either, I guess. I'm sorry, I'm babbling about other stuff that isn't, you know, that has nothing to do with a prediction.
Yeah. So, on that note, we're going to get out of here. I don't remember what's next, so we're going to keep you in suspense. So you have to come back tomorrow, find out what audio we're talking about, and hopefully remember what we're talking about in the one after that. But we've given you a schedule so far. We're not doing it this time. So come back tomorrow. Another preview, two previews will be up. Boatload of other stuff, I'm sure, in between. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back tomorrow.